practice again today? Are you guys concerned that he won't be available?
Well, he did pretty good on the side. You know, we're just running him, see how he's doing. And, you know, I know just talking to Scott briefly, you know, his, you know, conditioning and stuff like that is pretty good. So that'll be a day-to-day thing. I probably won't know until Sunday at that.
How's Audrick doing?
Pretty good, but, you know, arrow's down on him. So, you know, I think that, you know, for him, the bye week comes at a good time just to, you know, to get back to complete health. He's making really good progress. It's just the full strength isn't there yet.
Has that brace arrived yet?
Oh, I don't know.
Same thing with Julius, Coach. Any concern?
What's that?
Julius.
You know what? Julius, we'll see. He'll be a game-time decision, too, so we'll just monitor him as he goes on.
Coaches, one of the things you guys really relied on last year was the big play. And that really seems like it's kind of been missing from the offense this year. Is it something that teams are taking away, or why do you
feel? No, we've had our opportunities, you know, with big plays. You saw them in the last game and previous games, but at times we're just not connecting them. So you still see it. You see the shots being taken. The opportunities are there. We're just not finishing on them.
And was the offense kind of not where you guys wanted? Do you feel like maybe you guys were a little bit too reliant on the big play last year to kind of get you guys out of a certain situation?
No, I wouldn't say reliant. I'd say that we know it's a part of us. You know, every team goes out there and they know explosive plays are important. So it's always going to be part of our game. You know, but we got to have a good mix.
You feel a greater sense of urgency this week because you made a statement earlier this week that you've never made in your entire tenure here, and that's when you said we've got to win now.
Well, I think, you know, and I followed it up by, you know, winning is important. It's always been important. I've never shied away from that part. But to come back, that's why the process is so important. You know, so we got to really stick to the process. And that's why we always emphasize the process. What we do today, what we do tonight, you know, even on this trip to London. Every part of this trip, every day, we compete in everything that we can do. But, you know, I'm never shied away from saying winning's important. It's very important. But how we go about it is, well, how we talk to our players.
You use the word now, and that's something I've never heard you utter before.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always important to win, you know.
How did
McNamara
look today?
He did good. You know, he hasn't been full speed yet, so to see him go today was pretty good.
Would it be realistic for him to play a full set of snaps?
Again, we'll decide that as we go on, see how he handles the trip and how we see him out there.
How has Chris Ivory looked conditioning-wise?
Better. You know, with him, I just talked to him before we came in. He said today he felt the best he has been. So then we just got to keep building on that. So, I think overall we've got a bunch of guys that we're kind of waiting and seeing, you know, day to day and how they respond. So, you know, that's one thing with the trip. We'll take a look at them once we get there and see. So we'll have more answers, you know, hopefully tomorrow.
How much of an impact has the offensive line shuffling that you've had to do impacted the running game? Because it just seems like any continuity that you've wanted from the time training camp began to now simply hasn't been there.
Well, you know, in training camp and during preseason, I felt like there was times when it felt like, you know, it just feels different, the run game. You know, and we had some runs and we were moving the ball and things like that with the run game. It's just when the season, even Green Bay, there were some runs there. But it's just, you know, we got away from some things. So that's the recommitment to get back to some of the things that were, you know, we did well. I don't know. It sounds like an excuse. You know, when new guys come in there and play, we're all professionals. And it's when you have a chance to step in and play, you got to play well.
Did Joku play better than any other offensive lineman this week at left tackle?
Oh, I don't know about making that statement. Right. I'm not, you know, willing to say that.
Well,
but he played pretty well. He played pretty well.
Life,
yeah, he did play pretty well, you know, at tackle. So that's what I said, I think, during training camp. For him to play guard and to be able to play tackle for us, I mean, his value's gone way up.
That's what kind of message do you give the young guys going over to London for the first time?
Well, it's good. It's a good question because they're unsure what the environment's like. So you kind of give them an idea what the environment. Me personally, I think the environment's great. It's a great environment. You know, a lot of fans. We have a lot of support over there. So it is. It's a cool environment. And when players go over there for the first time and you talk to them after the game, that's how they, you know, how they talk too. So it's going to be a great experience for us. And I know the players are excited about it.
Does Luck look physically as strong as he has been in the past?
I think so. I mean, you see all the throws. You see him run, extend plays. So, you know, he looks like the same guy to me.